KJKN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJN Sports. Is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, the high school football season is now officially over here in the state of Iowa, as three more championship games were played yesterday up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. West Des Moines Dowling Catholic rode Jacob Zachary's power running to yet another state championship, defeating Iowa City West 23-10 in the 4A game. Zachary rambled for 194 yards and 27 carries and scored twice as Dowling won its fourth consecutive Class 4A title. It was the fifth championship in the last 7 years and seventh overall for the Maroons. They harassed West all night with a swarming defense that included tight coverage on the Trojan star receiver Oliver Martin. No other 4A school has won more than two consecutive championships. Dallas McCarthy's 23-yard field goal gave Dowling a 16-10 halftime lead. Jason Murray scored from 8 yards out midway through the third quarter, and the defense did the rest, holding West to 57 yards rushing and 253 total yards. Martin scored West's only touchdown on an 85-yard kickoff return late in the first quarter. Versatile quarterback Brett Mosier accounted for all six of his team's touchdowns as Boyden Hole Rock Valley swept past Union LaPorte City 41-22 to win the Class 2A state championship. Mosier threw for four touchdown passes Friday and ran for two others while picking apart the Union defense with completions to 10 different receivers. He finished with 25 completions, a 2A title game record, and 35 attempts for 317 yards and no interceptions. Boyden Hole Rock Valley exploded for 28 points in a dominant second half after leading 13-7 at halftime. It's the first state title for the program and enabled Coach Corey Brandt to join his father, Barry, to form the first father-son coaching combinations to win state championships. Barry Brandt guided Glenn Ralston to the Class 1A crown in 1975. Union got 165 yards rushing from Isaiah Vaughn. Ben Granster ran for three touchdowns. Tyson Koima accounted for three more scores, and Western Christian of Hull beat Iowa City Regina 47-34 Friday to win the Class 1A state championship and deny the Regals a seventh consecutive title. Granster ground out 180 yards on 39 carries and topped off his big day with a one-yard touchdown run that put the back-and-forth game out of reach and gave Western Christian its first state championship. Regina, which had won 33 straight playoff games, was done in by five turnovers. Isaac Volstead ran for 189 yards and three touchdowns for the Regals, but it wasn't enough against a Western Christian team that was in only its 13th season of football. Western lost to Regina 35-28 in last year's championship game. In other football notes from the college world, the Big 12 will hold its newly reinstated football championship game at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys. The conference announced the site of its five title games from 2017 to 2021 on Friday. AT&T Stadium was a leading candidate considering half the conference's 10 schools are within a 4.5-hour drive of Arlington. San Antonio and Kansas City, Missouri were also considered. AT&T Stadium was the site of the first college football playoff championship game in 2015 and annually hosts the Cotton Bowl, one of six games through which the national semifinals rotate. The Big 12 stopped playing a football championship game after the league shrunk to 10 members in 2011, but members recently decided to restore it. The Chiefs again will be without top wide receiver Jeremy Maclin when they play Tampa Bay on Sunday, though it's increasingly likely that linebacker Justin Houston will make his season debut. Maclin was listed out on Friday's final injury report with a groin strain. He hurt it in practice a few weeks ago, tweaked it again against Jacksonville, and was inactive last Sunday at Carolina. Houston has not played after surgery in February to repair the ACL in his left knee. The four-time Pro Bowl pass rusher has been practicing for several weeks, though, and Coach Andy Reid indicated Friday that he could be active against the Buccaneers. We'll have that game for you Sunday. We'll pick it up at noon after our church services here on KJN. In college basketball yesterday, Clint Carlson scored 22 points and ignited a second-half rally that carried Northern Iowa to a 73-67 overtime win over Oklahoma in the winner's bracket of the Tire Pros Invitational. Jeremy Morgan scored 17 points and Jordan Ashton had 13 for the Panthers, who rallied from an 18-point second-half deficit to win. Jordan Woodard and Christian Doolittle had 13 points apiece for Oklahoma, which had only one field goal in the final 11 minutes of regulation. Kadeem Latin and Rashard Odoms contributed 11 points each. Morgan iced the game with four free throws in the final 6 seconds. And another top 25 college basketball games yesterday. It was Villanova, the third-ranked team in the country, beating Wake Forest 96-77 as part of the Charleston Classic. Xavier, the 11th-ranked team in the country, beat Clemson 83-77. 13th-ranked Michigan State over Mississippi Valley State 100-53. 18th-ranked Syracuse beat Monmouth 71-50. 15th-ranked Purdue rallied to beat Georgia State 64-56. Kansas, the 7th-ranked team in the country, beat Siena 86-65. 22nd-ranked Creighton beat Washington State 103-77. 14th-ranked Gonzaga beat Bryant 109-70. And 10th-ranked Arizona was a 95-65 winner over Sacred Heart. In top 25 college football last night, it was 22nd-ranked Boise State beating UNLV 42-25. We'll have college football later this morning for you as Iowa takes on Illinois on the road. Pregame at 9 o'clock, kickoff at 11 o'clock here today from Champaign as the Hawkeyes look to continue the nice momentum they got last week with that upset of Michigan. Also in the National Hockey League, it was Washington beating Detroit 1-0, Columbus 4-2 over the Rangers, Pittsburgh beat the Islanders 3-2, Carolina over Montreal 3-2, and Chicago topped Calgary 3-2. Winners last night in the NBA were Charlotte, Phoenix, Cleveland, Golden State, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, Memphis, Toronto, San Antonio, and the Clippers. That's a look at sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.